Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 11, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Zomato raises US$160 million MLN from Tiger Global, Temasek. IPOSUP.com to launch instant settlement of card payments for micro businesses. Curve extends its card to Google Pay in 14 countries in Europe. Visa, PayPal expand partnership, powering faster access to funds around the globe. National Australia Bank launches its straight-up, interest-free credit card. Fiserv, Fanatics offer consumers installment payment options. ACI Worldwide drives digital bill payments for Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Southeast Asia consumers unhappy with their digital experience amid COVID-19. Now let's get started. Zomato raises US$160 million MLN from Tiger Global, Temasek. India-based food delivery startup Zomato has raised US$160 million from U.S. hedge fund Tiger Global Management and a unit of Singapore's Temasek Holdings. According to TechCrunch, InfoEdge, a major investor in Zomato, confirmed the development, and stated that the new round valued Zomato at US$3.3 billion post-money. The investment positions the company alongside its competitors, Prosus Ventures-backed Swiggy and Amazon, which has also emerged in the market, though it is currently servicing food delivery in only select suburbs of Bangalore. Furthermore, the company plans to file for an initial public offering, IPO, in the first half of 2021. Overall, although Zomato was losing more than US$50 million a month to sustain customers by offering heavy discounts until mid-2019, the company showed major economic improvements in its business recently. For instance, the acquisition of the Indian food delivery business of Uber in early 2020. IPOSUP.com to launch instant settlement of card payments for micro businesses. IPOSUP.com has announced plans to launch pre-Christmas 2020 a new eCash account card payments settlement service for UK businesses. The new product is based on blockchain ledger technology and aims to solve managing cash flow. IPOSUP.com is launching pre-Christmas Android phone-based IPOS brick and IPOS soft products to make accepting cards affordable for micro, small, and medium-sized businesses. With the launch of eCash account, sellers can get their money into their eCash IPOS wallet account in seconds, 24 hours a day, whenever they accept card payments, according to the official press release. The money can then be transferred into their own bank accounts within 30 minutes or the following day, 7 days a week. IPOSUP.com is the HCE service, a UK-based mobile POS payments service aimed at micro-merchant customers throughout the UK and EU Europe. Curve extends its card to Google Pay in 14 countries in Europe. Curve has extended its Curve card to Google Pay in 14 countries in Europe, as per IBS Intelligence News. Curve customers may now connect their card to Google Pay and use it at terminals, online, or go plastic-free. As the Curve card is contactless, MasterCard and Visa credit and debit cards added to Curve also become instantly contactless. Curve customers in Germany, Poland, France, Italy, Spain, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Ireland, Czech Republic, Belgium, Croatia, and Slovakia now have the same access to payments via their Android phones, as Curve customers do in the UK. The addition of Google Pay aims to boost mobile payments across Europe. In France and Germany, for example, most of the major banks don't support Google Pay, so customers of these banks who own a Curve card may shop contactless for the first time by adding their Curve card to Google Pay. The platform is also rolling out compatibility with a range of other devices. For example, customers can use their Garmin Fitbit and Weena watches to pay using Curve. Visa, PayPal expand partnership, powering faster access to funds around the globe. Visa and PayPal have extended their global partnership, enabling real-time access to funds for consumers and small businesses that are sending or receiving money via PayPal, Venmo, or Zoom. According to the press release, this collaboration expands PayPal's instant transfer service, which leverages Visa Direct for real-time payment capabilities to global markets, and enables fast domestic and cross-border digital payments. The expansion follows the successful launch of the instant transfer service across North America and other markets in APAC and Europe. Moreover, through Visa's collaboration with PayPal, eligible PayPal, Braintree, iZettle and Hyperwallet merchants will be able to access their money quickly and efficiently, eliminating the need for paper-based processes that can delay quick access to funds. Overall, the partnership program will be rolled out globally over the coming months of 2020, with a particular focus on expanding the reseller capabilities, new use cases, and enabling new markets around the globe. National Australia Bank launches its straight-up, interest-free credit card. The National Australia Bank has launched its NAB, straight-up, card that provides access to staged credit limits up to a maximum of $3,000 for a flat monthly fee of between $10 to $20, Mobile Payments Today reports. NAB straight-up cards can be used anywhere Visa is accepted. The card has no late payment fees and no interest fees and allows customers to repay balances over a longer period of time. The card does, however, impose higher minimum repayments than standard credit cards and does not allow cash advances or gambling transactions. Customers who do not make the minimum payment will find their cards blocked by the bank. Customers can set up payment reminders using internet banking and will also receive SMS reminders 3 days out from their due date. CBA has plans to launch an equivalent card, CommBank Neo, in late 2020, and a no-interest card for business customers in early 2021. Like the NAB card, CommBank Neo will come with preset credit limits and a slightly elevated monthly fee of between $12 to $22. Fiserv, Fanatics offer consumers installment payment options. Fiserv has announced that retailers can now enable customers to pay for their purchases with interest-free installment payments. According to the press release, retailers using digital commerce technology from Fiserv can now enable customers to buy now, pay later, with interest-free installment payments via QuadPay. Therefore, Fanatics, the global company for licensed sports merchandise, will enable customers to pay in installments through digital commerce technology from Fiserv in relationship with QuadPay. Moreover, Fanatics customers can use installment payments when shopping across the company's owned roster of online stores, including Fanatics.com, Fansage.com, sportsmemorabilia.com and international properties, or via the Fanatics mobile application by choosing QuadPay as a payment option during checkout. Additionally, Fanatics customers paying with QuadPay will be able to split payment into 4 interest-free installments spread over a 6-week period, giving them the flexibility to budget purchases. Overall, to meet the growing demand for BNPL options, Fiserv is making installment payments available through the commerce-enabling solutions it provides to merchants. ACI Worldwide drives digital bill payments for Oklahoma Wesleyan University. ACI Worldwide has announced that Oklahoma Wesleyan University, OKWU, implemented ACI SpeedPay to offer students digital bill payment options across campus. According to the press release, The company will offer its new mobile ID feature as a digital campus ID card for students and faculty, in addition to the digital billing offering. The initiative comes as the university sought a solution that would integrate its bill payment system with its student information system. Therefore, with ACI SpeedPay, Okwu will have a single, integrated platform that powers the entire bill payments operation. Besides, the solution's mobile ID feature will give students and faculty not only building access, but functionality that includes closed-loop transactions and declining balance, which students can use to make purchases around the campus. In addition, the offering runs in an environment that features high security, full level 1 PCI compliance, and privacy practices to ensure that student and faculty information is protected. Overall, ACI SpeedPay offers students convenient payment plan options and security for all their campus payment needs, as the solution's student payment portal enables students to securely manage and streamline college payments, while providing higher education institutions with a customized offering that extends the look and feel of their current website. Southeast Asia consumers unhappy with their digital experience amid COVID-19. Black Box research has revealed that SEA consumers are disappointed with e-commerce players who have prioritized growth at the expense of consumer experience amid booming sales caused by the pandemic. The report, created by Black Box Research in partnership with consumer intelligence platform Toluna, analyzed current sentiments, expectations and behaviors of 4,780 consumers across 6 SEA markets. 39% of consumers in SEA said they are less than satisfied with their digital commerce experience, citing concerns about delivery costs and services, product reliability and the authenticity of in-app reviews. While 56% of Gen Zs reported more online spending, the increase is also driven by older consumers, with the largest increases occurring amongst Gen Y, 60%, and millennial cohorts, 59%. There was a spike in online spending in response to COVID-19, with 59% now spending more online. Total online spend for the average SEA consumer increased by almost 32%. Indonesia, 54%, and Malaysia, 57%, recorded the lowest satisfaction levels in the region when it comes to online experiences. In Thailand and the Philippines, which recorded the highest satisfaction scores, close to a third were less than satisfied, 30% and 33% respectively. Meanwhile, a considerable fraction of consumers in Vietnam, 38%, and Singapore, 39%, are also dissatisfied. The findings suggest that while major e-commerce brands including Shopee, Lazada and Grab enjoy high usage rates in the region, this growth has come at the cost of greater scrutiny from consumers. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.